you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On this week's Career Talk, we tell you how Jamaica National is helping to prepare tertiary students for the working world through its special workplace experience program. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Transitioning from university into the working world can be daunting for many students. While they may have the qualifications, they often lack the soft skills and experience necessary to hit the ground running. To help students facing this challenge, local financial company Jamaica National introduced its Wise Aspiring Youth JNWA program some 4 years ago. And so far, the initiative has been transforming the lives of participating university students. Students who join the program are taught financial literacy, public speaking, and customer service, among other skills.
The past couple of years, we've pretty much tried to increase awareness as well as the financial independence, financial literacy, getting persons to open their savings accounts, getting them to actually use their savings accounts, and also adding different lifestyle habits to it. So as a college student, we tell them that, hey, try and get your driver's license, try and see if they can get information about insurance and all those things that we encourage the students to pretty much get into the habit of using before they enter the world of work.
JNWA Youth Marketing Officer Shana K. Wright. The program lasts for 1 year and recruitment starts in March. Training gets underway in June.
We do training once a year, and throughout the year we have different sessions and meetings and seminars where they learn different things. For example, like resume writing, how to put together proposals for marketing purposes, and so on. They do get trained about how to pretty much sell the JN products or saving options to their target, which is the tertiary school.
Ms. Wright says one of the major benefits to students joining the program is learning how to be confident.
We have students who have come into the program very shy, very low-key, very down-to-earth, but they've learned so much and have shared so much in their own experiences that some of them are now employed to JN, some of them have moved on to become their own entrepreneurs, some of them have migrated and are now studying or doing additional studies overseas. We're also looking at team building because they have to work together with all the other ambassadors. So the whole idea that somebody has to rely on me to get my part done so that everybody can benefit, that comes into play as well.
Other key skills persons learn are public speaking and pitching their ideas to others.
We see persons who have discovered their love for marketing and entrepreneurship, where we have persons who are nurses, we have medical science students, we have engineers, we have teachers, and they've all created such a great love for marketing that they've probably gone on to study further, whether it be digital marketing, social media, whatever the case is. And some of them have actually even used this as a side job. So we see where they're not just getting a stipend monthly or helping JN to open some accounts, but they've garnered some personal confidence and personal development that we really appreciate.
JNWA Youth Marketing Officer Shana K. Wright. Recounting her experience in the program, JNWA Ambassador Chavelle Ford says it helped her to get over her fear of approaching people.
The program has been great. It's a great networking opportunity, and I would recommend anybody at all to try and join the program, or if they know anybody who's in university, to apply for the program, because not only is it fun, because it's for the youth, but you also get business work experience, and you get to network with persons from corporate Jamaica based on the events that you go to.
To learn more about the JNWA program, you may call 876-926-1344-9. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.